This morning, thank you, musician. Thank you. Praise God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. What a beautiful morning. Rain, beautiful rain. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm going to talk about, y'all got your seatbelt fastened down good this morning. I'm going to talk about this morning, we're coming back to spiritual gifts and spiritual things later on. This morning, I want to talk about the importance of your confession. I'm going to talk about confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we'll get started this morning. The importance of our confession. So, what is confession? Good question. Deserves an answer. Amen. All right. Hebrews chapter 10, if y'all can put that up, 10:23. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. And it reads as following. Let us do what? Let us hold fast to, let us hold fast the confession, the profession of our faith without what? Wavering. For he is what? Faithful that promise. How is he? Faithful that promise. What did he promise us? That's what we're going to find out. Let me give you something T.L. Osborne said, one of the greatest soul winners that walked planet Earth. And I first heard of him when we attended Rhema. I got an opportunity to get exposed and introduced to a lot of people. Got a chance to go to his daughter's house and just a lot of things went, you know, God is so good. But let me give you a saying, and not so important about the man, but what the word says. He said, you said you couldn't do it. The moment you said it, you were whipped. You said that you didn't have faith. That moment doubt rose up like a giant and bound you. You talk failure and failure held you in bondage. You talk fear and fear increased its grip on you. Perhaps you never realize it, but to a great extent, you are ruled by your words. Proverbs 6:2. Are you here? Proverbs 6:2. Hallelujah. Thou snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Amen. So, what is confession? A negative confession is disagreeing and saying something that God didn't say. So, let's look at what is a confession. Confession is saying the same thing that God has said in his word. Say that with me. Confession is saying the same thing that God has said in his word. That's a confession. Confession also is testifying to a truth you know. And don't let anything, anybody sway you and tell you anything different through their words or through words or feeling or circumstances. People come tell you something different. Feeling can tell you something different. Circumstances can show you something different than what the word says. Hello? If you allow those things to tell you something different, well, confession won't work. Not for you. So look what the guarantee we have. That's what we want to talk about, the positive side of confession. Hebrews chapter 1. Do we have the American Standard? Put that up in American Standard Version if you have it. If not, just put it up what we have. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. So what is confession? Y'all forgot already? Confession is what? Saying the same thing that God says. Now listen to this statement. Take these words spoken by God that came out of his own being, which God himself, and let them penetrate. Since confession is what? Saying the same thing that God is saying. Take these words of God that came out of his own being. The word came out of God. And the words is God. Take them. Receive them. And let them penetrate and saturate your heart and soul of your being until nothing else will have the slightest chance to make you think, say anything different than what God has said in his word. Hello? Remember, confession is saying the same thing that God has said. So I want to ask the question. Is God a liar? Can he lie? So, our scripture says, on the screen, wherefore, holy brethren, partaker, what is it? Partaker, what is partaker? I'm a part of what you took. What you have, I'm a partaker of it. If you got $100, I'm a partaker of it. Amen. Partaker of the heavenly calling. See, we are partakers of the what? Heavenly calling. We're partake of the heavenly calling. That's who we are. That's who we are partake of. The heavenly calling. You have become a citizen of heaven, a child of the kingdom of God. Who are you? A citizen of heaven. That's where your citizenship, that's where your name is registered as a citizen, is in heaven. You are partaker of what? The kingdom of God.